You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host today, A-Ball. How is it going, Boston? You are now tuned in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is a bit snowy today. It was a bit rough to get here, but I didn't slip this time, and I won't slip at all this season. I hope none of you do either. I hope y'all are having a good Monday morning. Kicked the work week off real nice with some Rage Against the Machine. That was Testify, if you didn't know. Great song, classic. And so this is LFOD Radio, if you were not aware. And we have our panel, our State of New England hip-hop panel, and we will be airing the rest of that for y'all. I know that we cut it 10 minutes before last week, so we're gonna play the rest of it for you. We have a Q&A. It's about another 10 minute session, so after that we're gonna play a little bit of music for you. Have a good one.
You know, if I do X, Y, and Z, I can be successful in my own right. And like Latrell said, like, you know, having no labels here is sometimes a gift and a curse, because you learn how to hustle more. And that's never a bad thing. I mean, if you can hustle five times or five different ways, like that's important. So when a label comes, like, you know, still how to, you know how to even hustle even more now, because you have a bigger bag to deal with. So I think that understanding, like, you know, I want to see more artists take initiative to understand their art and how to profit different ways with your art. You don't just always have to sell to your consumer. There's different ways that you can make money off of music, especially if you're just a producer. There's still ways to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shows still need music, you know? Everything needs music. So I feel like more artists, I guess, thinking outside of the box when it comes to what they want their music to be displayed as and how to make income from their music in different ways.
I think Boston's definitely started to become more of what I wanted to see from it. On the business side of things, people are definitely getting a lot more entrepreneurial. They're not waiting on handouts. They're just like, you know what? You don't want to do it? I'm going to do it myself. And I love that. Also, I believe the collaborative efforts have definitely gotten a lot better. I've seen more groups of people kind of mix and make music over the last few years than I've probably ever seen here. So I think that people are definitely doing a lot more with each other and getting out of their comfort zone. And that helps us all.
So, you know it's coming. Back when we used to complain about what we didn't have and what we wish we would see, like going back 2007, 2008, 2009, the cities surpassed all the stuff that I hoped I'd see already. So pretty much I have to figure out a new thing that I want to see happen. Like, I did a video on Instagram where I was downtown crossing, and it was the guys from Nightworks, and they were doing a Luminous in the middle of the downtown crossing and the financial district, playing beats at night in the winter in Boston. And it was a beat culture event. And this is stuff that happened in LA and New York. And I'd be like, man, I wish we could have that. Fast forward to 2019 and I'm sitting there and it's happening. Or me talking about, I wish that we would have more movements. Like I said on old, when we had these back in the days, like we need more movements. Back in 2014, I said that. And then I'm watching Van Buren perform at the BMAs and Felix just won an award. And Ricky's out there. Ricky Felix is out there in a suit. And I'm like, yo, it's happening. And I'm looking around. I'm like, it's happening. All the stuff that I wanted to see is happening. All the homies are here. So, again, I have to rethink what it is I'd like to see Boston become now, because it's already surpassed my hopes from the past decade.
It's fire.
That means a lot coming from you, by the way.
I'm old.
No, not, I'm not continuously calling you old. That ain't this.
I am.
Okay, that's because you said it. But it just means a lot because, yo, also, You just seen mad shit. Like, I had a dream one day. I told him this. I had a dream one day that there was this music center. It was like the record company, but it had a basketball court in the middle. And then there was a little like a Boston Museum of Music. And it was actual old Dart Adams. And he ran it. And he came in like, do you know where you come from? Da, 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 da. And it's like, but it's just like dope that we don't have to wait till we get there for you to have what you want. Like, you know, like that's just really dope. So that's it.
I love that.
That's so beautiful.
It is.
All right. So to wrap things up, there's a bunch of people here tonight who came here because they want to soak up, you know, this knowledge and, you know, get a feel for things. And they're all at different stages, and whether they're fans or they want to get involved as artists or managers or promoters or anything. What's one thing? We'll start with you, Dart, and go down. What's one thing everyone in here tonight could do that would make a difference for this scene?
Continue to support it. If you continue to support the scene, then it's going to make it very real to the artist and the people who have venues and everybody else that, oh, there's actually something here. Because people come out and they're vocal and they spend their money and they're actively supporting this thing, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what people go by. You can write something off if people don't show up, but if people are there, you can't ignore them. And if people want it, you can't ignore what the people want. Everybody will always cave to the needs and wants of the people. It's just, that's history.
I think the networking component is the one thing that helps people the most, in my opinion. You know, even in this room right now, when you get done listening to us, say hello to 10 people in the room. You never know who you're going to talk to who might help you get from point A to point B. And I think that if we take that behavior and utilize it everywhere that we go, you'll have a crazy network at the end of it.
I think just like Dart said, just like showing up and talking to people. Like, I know we live in a social media age, but it doesn't replace going up to a human and talking to a human. And I think people take that for advantage sometimes. Like, if you can't connect with somebody, writing a scathing, you know, Instagram post underneath their post is really not a way to connect with people. But if you have something to say to them, why don't you go to an event and share your thoughts with them so you guys can come to a common ground and, you know, show up to events, you know, show up to anything that the artist is doing that you support, because it's important. That's how they make their livelihood. So if you want to continue to see them rise, then you have to be there.
Yeah, show up. I mean, a retweet's cool, but I'd rather you buy a ticket. It's just the truth of the matter. And like, not just retweet it. I mean, tell your homie to come too. Like, don't support something half-ass. Like, if you support something, believe in it, right? Like, yo, we all gonna go to this show tonight. Like, that's how you support at the end of the day. Like, it's not about, oh, this person got 98 retweets. There's the people with 1,000 retweets that can't get 50 people in the venue. So like, the difference is like, people that show up, people that care. And like, it starts with all of us. So like, my thing for the last 2 months is I've literally showed up to random shows in the last 2 months. I caught VB and Stiz at House of Blues. I caught VB at ICA the other day too. Just randomly showing up, because at the end of the day, like, you being there, them feeling that love, that's what really pushes people forward. So like, when I see a Dart or when I see Keese at a show, like, that make me feel good. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm bringing out the right people and the right people are supporting me. So like, just show up. Stop making excuses.
Yeah, I agree with everything that's said. I also think that, like, I guess it's a piggyback off of something that just happened, but like I said earlier, like, I feel like everybody has a part to play. And I think that one practical thing for me is like, the moment when you're ready to complain or be sad about the state of music in New England, I think the next logical thing to do that could be helpful to everybody is to think about what your role is in that. So sometimes it might not, you can't put up 100, but can you put up 15? Can you put up time? Can you do an event? Can you connect this artist to somebody? Can you show the person next speaks to you, the music of one artist, because the most powerful way for, I think, people to understand what's happening is for you to show them, like, you don't care about me, but if you care about me, right, and you tell him, then now he cares even more because he cares about you. So it's like one of the most powerful things you could do for an artist, especially, or for a scene, is just to validate it, or just to like put your homie on. So I think that just thinking about what your role is to play, and then playing that part, if you're invested enough to complain, you're invested enough to do something different. So just do that different thing.
Thank you. So I realize this is a potentially dangerous question, but super quickly, is there anything... real quick, one sentence. Is there anything you wanted to say tonight that we didn't lob up to you?
Stop complaining.
Please stop. Also, can I just, two quick things, and I'm gonna shut up, I promise. But like, one, like, as an artist, like, I think stop thinking that you know people based on their art, and like, if you want to get to know them, get to know them, but like, don't think that you know me because of the music I make. You might get some fraction of that, but like, it's not the totality of my person. You better go ahead. Okay. And then the second thing I want to say too is like, on the other end, is like, don't, if you see your homies like ascending in what way makes sense to them, like, don't tell them. Like, I have a lot of people who have either said, mostly people don't come to me and say what they got to say to me. So they say it around people and it comes back because people don't hold water. But like, don't think that people are selling out or whatever. People are just trying to find their way. Like, they're just trying to figure out what they value and what makes sense to them. So lift people up. Like, don't continue to knock people down. And don't think that because you put it on Facebook and you're not friends with them, Boston's small enough that you can see that. And I may let it roll off my shoulders, but I don't need that energy to fight. Just put something positive in my bucket. Like, don't put something negative in there. Don't make me fight more than I have to, because I'm still representing you at the end of the day, and us. So, yeah.
Word. All right. Thank you. So, thank you to all you guys for coming up here. Thank you to the panel. Thank you to the guests, WBUR, City Space, the whole LFOD squad, and everybody in New England who's helped us get to this point where they're like, maybe we should listen to what they have to say. You know, maybe this is something worth hearing. So we really appreciate all of that. I gotta do one thing. A lot of people have mentioned records, servicing records, submissions@lfodradio.com. If you have clean records, please send them over.
Clean versions.
That's how I met pretty much everyone up here. So just shout out to y'all. Thank you for everything.
All right, so that's the end of the State of New England Hip Hop panel hosted at the BU City Space. Shout out to WBUR again. Obviously, that is a nice event, delicious food, and great wisdom. I love it. So we are gonna get into the Q&A now, and let us know. You know, you can hop on our Instagram LFOD Radio and ask us questions. You can hit the DMs, I'm sure. Hit a comment on any of the photos. A lot of them are conversation starters, so definitely check us out. And if you want to get involved in a conversation, you know, we're having them. So, let us know. And here's the Q&A session.
You rocking out with LFOD.
Tune in to LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio. Live free or die. It's the Vets.
Boom, it's the Vets.
And we're going to go through some questions. I have a... Okay. This is from the audience. It's all anonymous. All right. Are there any artist incubator opportunities that the panel would recommend in lieu of a lack of a long-term grant opportunity?
What? Are you trying to find bread without a grant, pretty much?
Is there an artist incubator you know of? Besides Google,
I haven't seen any.
An artist incubator? Right.
Nah. Are you cooking an artist?
What kind of Black Mirror question is that?
I was like, incubator. I know what that means, but
it's anonymous. Start.
It's like, nah. I don't know.
Three and a half hours that way.
Okay, 3.5 hours that way.
Yeah, it's whatever, you know.
Word. All right. Yo, if you guys want to follow, whoever said that, if you want to follow up with them after, feel free. But,
yeah, find us.
Can any of you speak to the increased visibility and success of female and non-binary artists within the local hip-hop community?
I'll do it.
Okay.
You better.
Sheesh, I act like I was afraid to do it. Shit. Listen, I'm a fan of it all at the end of the day. Like, from Oom to Brandy Blaze and Jemily, there's so much talent here at the end of the day. So, like, I think it's just really, it's a reflection of the people. The people are really starting to just accept it, and the times are changing, and, like, it's beautiful because to see Brandy Blaze have her own show, to see just people just rocking out and just, like, genuinely, like, engaging with these artists is cool to me because, again, 5 years ago, I didn't see any of that. So, like, it's beautiful. There was no stages with Oompa at any events, and, like, that's a problem, so.
I feel as though it's undeniable. When you go to a show and you see the bill and you see names that you maybe somebody's mentioned them before, but you've never seen them, and you see them perform live and they tear it down, what are you going to say? No, you can't. When you see something amazing happen, you can't front on it. So if you see Brandy Blaze perform, you've seen Oompa perform, you've seen Billy Dean Thomas, you've seen any number of artists, and they all rock together at a show, you're going to that show. I don't care where it is.
That's oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Go ahead.
But yeah, that's to me is, I just don't understand what. Also, when I see it happen, it makes me wonder why didn't this happen before. But then I stop myself and I realize why, because they didn't feel comfortable enough to be able to step out into that world and say, this is who I am. Now that it's happening, I'm glad it's happening, and it needs to happen more. So that's just what it is to me.
I think also it's like we genuinely fuck with each other. Like, I really, like, it's not no politics. It ain't no networking scheme. It ain't no none of that. It's, I know what you've been through just because you're a woman alone. You're a black woman. You're a chubby woman. You're da-da-da-da. I know what you've been through alone just getting up in the morning. Never mind when you get on a verse. I know what you've been through. So I already rock with you because not only did you do that to get up, but you tried to be a hip-hop artist. And you tried to be a hip-hop artist in a city where I've had white men come to me and tell me I should be a ghostwriter for them because I'll never make it I'll never make it. People won't buy my whole thing. And that same dude gave me a mixtape and I threw it in the trash in front of him, okay? Like, but the point is that like I hope he's here. What I hope you're here. I really hope you're everywhere I ever am here in life, so you hear this. But I knew it. No, but like the point is that I think we already know what we have pitted against us. So when we come in, it's like, just forget the music first. It's just as a person, I know what you have to go through. I'm showing up and I'm the loudest nigga in the room because I know you, because I know what you had to been through. And that's all of us. That's how we operate together. And then you add the fact that all of us are actually respect the artistry and the grind, and you can't tell me nothing about Rayo. You can't tell me nothing about Brandy Blaze or Red Chase. You can't tell me nothing. You can't be in the same place as me and talk trash about them because I got their back like they got mine. And I trust that when I'm in another room, the same thing is happening. So we build each other up. And I think that has to do, that contributes to how we just grow together.
I will say I'm always a fan of more women. because it just makes, you know, life in general easier. And I won't even stop at the artists, even like women just putting together events, especially black women coming out, putting together their own events, putting together successful events, showing people that, you know, we can show up and we can support each other and we're here for each other. You know, it's important to have that network, and like Oompa said, of people that understand your struggle, have somebody to talk to because it's a lonely road out there. And in talking to men, sometimes they don't understand how we feel. So it's very valuable not just because, you know, women are showing up. It's valuable to everyone because they need to understand other struggles rather than just one side of things.
Agreed. Thank you. Bellum, you got something for that? All right. So we got two more. Shout out to y'all for adding these. These are good questions. With hip hop artistry so deeply connected to black identity, expression, and experience, how are you thinking about the way white folks are showing up to get a slice of the pie?
Well, that question would have been really interesting in 1979 when this whole shit started. It cracks me up when people say, hey, all these white folks are here for this hip hop event. I'm like, do you know how the record label industry started? Like, do you realize that the first anything about the national spread of hip hop was in 1981 on ABC's 2020? Where have you been? So, and like, since the institution of like SoundScan, white consumers have bought more rap, and that was the year after the first rap record hit number one on the Billboard charts and hit number one on the top 200, the Billboard 200. So it's like, and I just memorized all this. I don't even have to Google it. I am Google. So for anybody to say that, oh, white people just showed up now, where the hell have you been? So there have been generations upon generations of white children and children who immigrated here and grew up with this is what they identify with, regardless of their background or their ethnicity, since the 80s. So why are you surprised now at all the people that are interested in black culture or black music? White people bought James Brown records.
Yeah, I forgot.
What was the original question?
Like, are we surprised?
Was that? Did I answer it? Or did I go on a tangent? I just want to know.
No, I think you. The question was, because it's so tied to black identity experience and expression, how are you thinking about the way white folks are showing up to get a slice of the pie? So I think you answered that.
Okay, yeah, I thought I did. All right, cool.
It ain't a slice. Okay. It's the majority of it. I mean, realistically, the responsibility is on us now. You know, it's not something where they just showed up. If you look at, like he said, in the entire evolution of the music industry, it's always been white-owned, white-invested. So what we need to do as a community is stop buying.
What?
And invest in record labels, invest in businesses, invest in each other. It happens in a lot of other places. It's a proven concept. But, you know, we talk about a lot of those things, and we are out buying, like, cars and all these things that, quite frankly, if we worked with the places that we wanted to open these businesses, now we could work with those cities and then create jobs, and now you have city support, and, you know, it's one big infrastructure. But what do I know?
Oompa and I actually had a really great conversation about that because, I know No Name went on a rant about this, just about like white people showing up at shows and, you know, how it's weird because, you know, she's making black art. But at the end of the day, like, that's not something an artist can control. They can't control who consumes their music and shows up, you know. Again, it's a weird conversation. Sometimes I hate it because it's weird. Like, you know, it's hard to tell people, no, you can't consume the music because you're white. You don't connect with me. At the end of the day, they showed up. You know, they paid for merch.
Got mad at the Roots and Cypress Hill in the 90s because of who was in their crowd. Go to the show then.
Yeah, the show is still there. The ticket is online.
No one's stopping you from buying tickets.
Devil's advocate over here, okay? Like, not everybody can afford a $120 concert ticket. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mother was, I didn't go to a concert till like 3 years ago on the run, the first tour, like, because it was Beyonce, like, and I could afford it. Like, I hadn't been to a concert before then because my mother made $833 a month with three girls, you know what I'm saying? And rent. And like, so it's not as easy as go buy a ticket all the time. Sometimes it is. There is disposable income and ways that we choose to spend it. So I think that that's one thing. But I think that in terms of the question itself of how white people show up in hip hop, I think it's the same way I want white people to show up in the world. Like, it's like, you're here. We all here. I love you. You love me. Be mindful of your privilege. Be mindful of how you got here. Be mindful of when you speak and when you take a step back. Be mindful of what you represent. In the same way, I'm going to be mindful of what I represent. And if we're going to work as partners in this thing that we care about called hip hop, then we have to do it in a way that's not equal but equitable. You know what I'm saying? So that's my stance.
We're definitely proud for that. All right. There's this one. Yo, this one, there's a great opportunity to talk more with this one. What do you think of Boston hip hop coverage in terms of press and publications? Are there any major inaccuracies or oversights? Yikes. Shout out to whoever said that.
Cool,
That's a real question.
Yeah.
The only reason why I say that is because if somebody's on a major publication in Boston, you should just be supporting the fact that they up there. Like, any that question is coming from an angle of actual disagreement and disgruntledness. Like, you're upset that somebody else is getting more attention than you. At the end of the day, like, go meet these people. There's a bunch of people in here that write for WBUR. You should probably talk to them and find ways to actually connect with them so you can be on these platforms. So, like, at the end of the day, like, to me, that question sounds more like you don't know how to find your resources less than, you know, that's an issue. So
yeah, so like one thing that I discovered very early on, and something that I know because the city isn't that big and I'll go anywhere, is that all you gotta do is reach out to somebody and talk to them. If there's something that was inaccurate or something that you thought was missing in terms of context, they usually have the name of the person who wrote it on the byline. And sometimes some publications that are smart actually include their email. And then sometimes you can actually contact that person and they'll respond to you. Then you can create a dialogue. So what happens is, if it's a journalist or a writer, maybe they like feedback and they'd like to learn so they get better at their craft and they get more familiar with the thing that they're covering or the space that they're covering. So now you're a resource to them and they're learning from you. So if you want to bridge that gap and fix any issues or any holes, be the change you want to see in the world.
Be the change you want to see.
Yeah, I think that's, like Latrell said, that's coming from a disgruntled. Nobody's just going to wake up and write an article about you if they don't know you. You have to show up. And like I said, like when artists were, like back in the day, like when we were grinding, like when artists used to get plastered, I used to just Google their name and then go through all of their publications and take the names of the people that wrote it and then found their emails online and then sent them an email. Or I would just go to somewhere and just introduce myself. At the end of the day, again, it just goes back to putting in work. And if you're just going to complain, then I don't know if this is for you.
Yeah, just real quick, visibility is not a reflection of your worth or your ability.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, go show up. Go holler at somebody.
Like, if you get plastered on there, it's not gonna, you don't know if it's gonna equate to more streams or, you know, it's not gonna produce any more money for you. Like, you're still gonna have to go to work the next day. Like, you know, it's not gonna always change your life. It's appreciated. And you should always appreciate the people that took time to write about you, but you shouldn't always assume that somebody should wake up and know about you.
I mean, I think that media is doing a lot better of a job than they used to. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, the last two pieces that have been done on Boston Music, they didn't have to do that. So we should be very appreciative that these stories are happening, because now people in other places are now paying attention, as I said earlier, a lot more than they were. So, you know, this city alone has so many people who contribute to both local and national publications. They're doing their job. They're out at these shows. They're supporting artists. They're going to events. They're doing the work. So anybody that feels like, oh, they're overlooking somebody, reach out. You know, in most cases, you're probably mad because it just doesn't fit your agenda. But at the end of the day, it's about the scene. And right now, Boston Music is getting a lot of dope looks nationally. We are in no position to be complaining. Period.
Word.
Candy Am Candace.
All right, so
she's in here. Of course she is.
Hi, Candace. Always. How you doing? Nice
Candace
to see you.
And chicken wings sent to her house ASAP.
So thank you to y'all who sent in those questions. No, seriously.
They were not positive at all.
No, y'all sat back at the audience. I didn't expect it. So thank you, everyone, for being here once again. And I'm going to bring Ari back to the stage, I believe. And but first I will be... dismissing the panel. Thank you, guys.
Kicking us off. Bad.
I look forward to next year. We're going to do it bigger and better. So thank you, sir.
Clue what I've been through. Could try to walk a mile of my soul. schools, you probably quit though. But put some miles in my shoes when I was little. Different cities, new kid at the school to try to get to, but it's cool. I ain't nobody's fool, and don't pretend to stick and move. Keep your tools to yourself, it's pretty simple. You might never catch my drift too. Never felt the pain before, the reason's main point of all my issues. That's why I pen it all to spit to. You keep my mental clear in all these pencil. Truth, y'all influenced by fear, but I can see right through the roots. I kept it moving through the years. They come this far for me to lose. This ain't just music that you hear. This is a life of picking dudes when nothing moves like it appears. I kick that real shit in the booth.
When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. When I plan my attack, 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 attack. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. When I plan my attack, attack, attack. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Plan my attack, attack.
RawDog.net, Tomahawk Glock Tech. Log on and get your motherfucking spot wet. Bottom line, I'm the top deck prospect. From St. Mark's to Park Place to Prospect. Crown Heist King, crown holder, sound holder. Then I'm a flame throwing, fully loaded pound blower. My backhand, gorilla pimp slap rappers. Hear they bones crackin' and pop, that's when I snap rappers. Brooklyn's in my blood, I'm a thug. Killer cartel, not a blood or a cuz. G'd up, hoes down on they knees, suckin' me. Niggas mad cause I'm nice and they bitch fuckin' me. But my TKO record is flawless. Knockout blows, cold leaving them jawless. When I pop shit, I got clips to back it up. See a fly ride, jump out, jack
when
it up.
When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Plan my attack, attack, attack. I doubt, doubt, doubt. Ready. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Doubt that you're ready.
Yo, I write like M. Night collided with beats. I flip the script completely opposite, despite what you think. A white suburban cracker rapper, I don't speak of them streets. No felonies at LTC, legally walk with the heat. These dudes be saying, yo, you playing, you don't fit in them stripes that can't be clicking with boots. In other words, I'm not claiming to be something I ain't, bruh. Fit in with you, him, them, or wannabe gangsters. I walk, talk, eat, sleep, hip-hop. I need, breathe, see, speak, hip-hop. Product of my environment, create, escaping through song. How you will tell me I appropriate with what I grew up on? See Stevie like Luigi, easily rocking these joints. Well, Rusty, be Mario and robbing you for your coins. Casper flipped a different view, you got the heads and the tails. Now you can't even feel jinxed, you got both sides of the tail.
When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Plan my attack, attack. I doubt, 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 doubt. That you're ready, ready.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Myself if you ain't heard of the kid, so you can better understand a man you probably dig. I'm not the kind of guy to lie with some fictional tales, not the kind to overtry, you'll decide for yourselves. Never claim to be the baddest, smoothest cat on the mic. I'm not the kind of guy you like just cause he's overly hyped. I'm not the type to brag or boast, though there's times where I might. I'm not the type to tag a post on social media sites. I just grab the pen and pad and let it do what it do, and if you care to even hear it, then I'll share it with you. And I'm glad you feel it too, bro, that's totally cool. Was never one to handle praise, so I don't mean to be rude. And no need to be offended, dog, that isn't the case. See, I keep modesty, your policy, while keeping my space. But I certainly appreciate you showing me love, but I'd be perfectly content if no one knew who I was now.
Can't say, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take, but I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know there ain't no way they stop me. Can't say, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take, but I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know
the eyes of a man to get surprised. Sure, began, but really just who I am. I'm motivated by my three kids, wife with pretty feet. Just left the child that took my life away like every single weekend. I've been down but never beaten. What happens, I just get up. Yo, they try to take my freedom, but I'm happier than ever. Man, I saw my life just fly. I felt I couldn't stop the bleeding, so I tighten up my belt. And now you hear me through your speakers. But I've gone through plenty, growing phases, moving, no one knows your name. And every time I dip, I use the music as my Novocaine. I always try to stow the pain, a way to deal with later. In my late 20s, universe had plans for me to pay up. But I'm doing better now than I ever been. Was like a zombie walking circles through my life. Depressed, so repetitive. And you could call it ignorance, but I'ma call it learning. Name's Tony, nice to meet you. Real life, the same in person.
Can't stay, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know there ain't no way they stop me. Can't stay, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know they cannot drop me.
Share with you some tidbits on my personal life. If you're not new to me, you're new, it's what I usually write. See, I'm 37, man, and ain't no getting that back. And any attempt for me to make it has been left in the past. And I'm cool with being local, not pursuing the fame. I'd be an antisocial asshole and just ruin my name. And I'm not saying that I would've, so don't get it confused. And while it's never been my style, I could try if I choose. But I'm a business owner, older, and I have a career that I built up through stability from so many years. And though it's far from glamorous, it handles the bills. And it's given me advantages to do as I choose. And I finally reached a point that I feel I can breathe and can actually enjoy the man I turned out to be. Maybe one day meet a woman I'll be happy I found. Hey, you never know, someday I may be settling down now.
Can't stay, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know there ain't no way they stop me. Can't stay, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know they cannot drop me.
Day I'm filling in the pages of my life story, but the plot don't stop changing. See the man I be counting me through all the faces now. The one that I become is one that's yet to be complacent.
Can't stay, can't be running away. They say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know there ain't no way they stop me. Running away, they say there's only so much that a man can take. But I look into the mirror and I see that face. I know they cannot drop me.
Then pretending, acting helpless, dragging others towards your own descent. A road I've spent some time upon. You talk a sorry story like I have the worst luck. Oh, poor me, a pity party. Always some excuse to why you choose to use and do the things you do. It's rinse, cycle, repeat to me. You see, it's like that same old tune. Don't wanna even talk about that shit you brought upon yourself. Too old and grown and focused on my own to deal with trauma. Now ain't trying to sound heartless, it's a promise to myself. Could've walked that same path as y'all with all that I've been dealt. But I dealt like an adult and worked it out with no one's help. And when I felt the precious test and best believe I had my doubts, I couldn't tell you all the hell and mental battles I fought, along with building my stability in the way that I walk. There's just a point where you need to chop that fruit from the tree, serving a dose of reality which actually gives food for thought.
I don't wanna say it's your fault, but it's the path you chose to walk. Shouldn't have got close to the dark, so anybody listening is moving on. I don't wanna say it's your fault, but it's the path you chose to walk. Shouldn't have got close to the dark, so anybody listening is moving on.
Yo, I know you listening and thinking this is my fault. I know you probably gonna think this song is ice cold. I know you telling everyone you taught me everything, but all you really taught me is the hard work don't mean a thing. No reward for it, I went to war for you. I miss my family and still I blew out doors for you. Remember when you told me you could get me time off? Just empty promises and all you do is lie more. and I ain't got time for it. I'm busy building shit, killing shit. My family never starving, that's legitimate. So cut the ignorance, I know you got my email and never said a peep back to me like a female. And we Italian, but you making it a mockery. Ain't family, you really just a fake soprano wannabe. And I'm just shooting off, this really ain't the coup de grace. More like an appetizer for you, this is food for thought.
I don't wanna say it's your fault, but it's the path you chose to walk. Shouldn't have got close to the dark, so anybody listening is worth a thought. And I don't wanna say it's your fault, but it's the path you chose to walk. Shouldn't have got close to the dark, so anybody listening is worth a thought.
Yo, the more I think about it though, the more I see a trend. Yep. The more I realize a lot of y'all just act pretend. Yep. Cause I can see right through the liars and the cheaters and the people who be cheering if it seems like you're defeated. And the secret haters plotting on your fallout, tucking in your own. Where's your motherfucking balls? Now you need to speak up. Yep. Before you blame me, need to take a look at who you are. Yep. But then again, this is only just a food for thought.
All right, that was a few tracks off of Rhodes, the new mixtape by Casper, and it's out now on Spotify and SoundCloud. Definitely check it out. Pretty cool. I like his music. Shout out to Casper. Keep making that. Next, we're gonna have a beat tape, more like some lo-fi stuff. But enjoy.
I find myself with faded passions. Can't go back in time, time to own my actions. Fine, better now though, than wait until I burn to ashes. What sort of legacy I'm leaving? Let me down, it's easy. We all have struggles with our demons, but they can't defeat me. Been trying to find a meaning, searching still, I'm optimistic though. The fire dying in me, chill, I gotta stop and listen. It's all a part of me beyond that only time can show. Your life is in your hands, you sitting back, then on it goes. Never on a roll, my parents taught me honor though. And everything I need to push the pedal through the envelope. But when I'm gone, I wonder what my sons will think about me. Laughing at the happy shit, I hope they go without me. And they ain't shook without me with what they took from dad. Just wanna say I really live my life when looking back.
Don't wanna walk through life contently as it passes by. I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time is now, so you decide. Who wants to walk through life contently as it passes by? I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time
just now. As I sit looking back at my life as a whole, the opportunities I had, I'm glad I'm able to grow. Through the fruits of my labor gave me something to show of who I am, where I've been, and where I wanted to go. And I know my decisions, they weren't always the best choice. Though who am I to say, maybe this was the best course. Those coulda, woulda, shoulda beens defeat you inside. And the more you dwell on little things will eat you alive. Using time I have left to try to right my past wrongs, as I write my sad songs with the hopes they'll heal scars. Lost in the idea, like, why are we here? Am I living for this moment or just living in fear? Year after year, like I'm chasing a ghost, hopelessly lacking focus on what matters the most. Don't stay trapped like the rest before you meet your demise. And I don't wanna need my death to see the beauty in life. Don't wanna walk through life contently as it passes by. I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time is now, so you decide. Who wants to walk through life contently as it passes by? I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time is now.
After 50 years up in the game, cheers, couple of chains. My songs have stood right here, stuck in your brain. Used to like the battle dog, but now my entire catalog's worth a mere buck or some change. And by a buck, I mean Bill, not a Benjamin. It's worthless like that 320 Benjamin. Time passes through the hourglass rapidly. There was a time these young dudes couldn't rap with me. My grandkids don't visit much as they used to. I reminisce on stuff I did with the Juice Crew. On stage, I was one of the ones they wanna see. My nightstand says more pills than a pharmacy. I roll over, look out the window and stare. All this gray in my hair and these wheels on this chair make me realize what a great journey it's been, even though it's coming to an end.
Don't wanna walk through life contently as it passes by. I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time is now, so you decide. Who wants to walk through life contently as it passes by? I'd rather say I tried than live with that regret inside. Glimpses in my mind, looking back at better times. But the time is now.
Live you want. Live you want. Live you want. Live you want.
Look around, cause you
Mike is shot.
Fake DJ.
Mike is shot.
Go where I want. Good. Live you want.
Mike is.
Lost it, came back, flipped it. Back at it again, the man's that gifted. My team on my shirt, thinking back when I was broke. I rub cologne for magazines on my shirt. Fame's the messiah, I'm that song you skip. Come to find out later it was fire. It ain't no thing to bang those things. Put your ass in the dirt, Kurt Cobain, your brains. The type of shit you bang to when you know it. Consider me a gangster, posing as a poet. So when I did crime, we used to scream 5-0. Nowadays, they can scream 6-9. I done spent nights and days in the session. 365 days of aggression. Fly with the riders. We got him, me and Amadeus. This is a serious problem. You
Mike is shot.
Fake DJ.
Mike is shot.
Go where I want. Good. Live you want.
Listen, I handle my damn business. I stand Christian. I ain't standing around listening to no man riffing. Don't want no smoke, then don't cause no damn friction. Can't stand the heat, get out the damn kitchen. I stand different, plan different. Already know that I'm close to the door, cause my hands itching. Never let it catch you with your pants slipping. Y'all never learn, cause y'all can't listen. Scamming, hand to hand, what's the damn difference? And for the do was hit the stand snitching. Whenever I took a chance, hand to hand pitching, it was to position the fan for the grand entrance. We all four-star generals. Still got a squad to send a chick to finish you. Dude, we all arch criminals. Walk up and spark up your interview.
Mike is shot.
If I get out the Chevy with something heavy, it's on. 454 console, get him gone. 87 stick up kid, I'm Donald Gorns. Blow a hole in it, soul for the corns. Make short work of your idol. Put in that, you'll have to check it. Vitals, the pick the champ, I don't worry about the title. The hood hold on to my word like the Bible. Oh God, see us chillin' for occasions, but we still follow the drill we was raised with. M.O.P. Yeah, you can't trace it. It's two double-handed, four, alarm blazing. And I got some out of grazing. Gonna leave a spell on the pavement. Get scheduled to get your caved in. Bigger home, still on it like the day I came in.
Go out, I want, good, if you want.
Mike, it's shot.
Make.
Frozen bodies on hooks hanging, unrecognizable but names on each carcass. Sleepwalkers play the streets, nocturnal, stay discreet. In 84 arrives as prophesied in 83 from convict country. It's calm sense, no guys live comfy. I'm talking Notre Dame backs and hunch knees. You broke, bloke, yo. It's hard to name a nigga, you coach. I'm dope, I got my coat from Tony Kukoc.
Yeah.
Return to whip the cop for Lubo. It's playing Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. I'm quoting Albert Pujols. I teach the most, I heard the schools won't. My cup running with no foam. I took the title when you just won it. Hunted down lackeys. Oxymoron told my son pack heat. Yeah, pull up a chair, class him with the wear.
Yeah.
My fashion Calabasas to a stair.
Yeah.
I touch your hair, I'm a neighbor. This shit is natural birth. I wish the fans could see the nature of the labor. Be out in nature with the gators. They couldn't tame us in nice suits with the trainers. Place cats in a figure four. More sicker than sycamore or kicking the door. I'm Biggie Smalls on a Diddy tour. She was willing to talk, but her titty's small. If I shop, that's a mini mall. For sure, it's a long moment when minutes crawl from Atlanta to Kennesaw. These men is more menacing than Dennis the Minnesaw. Ascending tall, heights the skin across. It's on, my dogs notice the skin is strong. So we learned the label that was printed on with sin is wrong. I'm out to get them all. Live from the meat market. Bodies on hooks hanging. Live from the meat market. You know what I'm
The
cardigans on in the darkest of zones, thinking of my artisan notes carved in the oak. The novelist wrote the marvelous flow. I matched calm when it spoke, armament scope. No armor to show for snake shamans and clones. Caught on the road with gargling throats, starving to choke for whoever's marketing dope. Profitable margins to grow, playing the cards for a role. On the start of my hopes, I'm all about brotherhood. Make sure the coverage good for my brothers in arms, that's understood. Still kings, real things with Bill Crane. Ill things, my shield bring fulfilled dreams. Noble city, golden gritty, got them soldiers with me. Always grizzly, blowing 50, rocket cold and misty. Got my oldest with me while I wrote the script, B. Yeah, you know the gift, see, and rich flow. Vital to claim and keep it hip, yo. Fiscal, try to maintain and keep a fistful. Crystal, live is the brain, the deepest spit show. This show, highlight the game and see the rich flow. And rich flow, vital to claim and keep it hip, yo. Fiscal, try to maintain and keep a fistful. Crystal, live is the brain, the deepest spit show. This show, highlight the game and see the rich flow. And rich flow, take it back to the stairwells and rock the high. Writing scripts in the notepad, exotic vibes. Watching eyes, trying to ostracize my monster mind. Melodic lines, prophesizing iconic rhymes. Bottom line, I've been kicking the dopeness. Before you clowns try to get in the kitchen and roast this. Through the knowledge of my vision and focus, I lean an eye back and forth, living the culture. Clear my throat, sip some water, then I'm going in. Share the boats, rip and slaughter, and I'm folding men. Fearless flow, spinning forward and there's no repent. The coldest wind, soldier grim, when I know it's gem. Check it, the grass isn't greener. Still you chose to ride along the path with the schemers. That's the facts for your dreamers, keep the cash with the Nina. I don't need no middleman, it's Paul, Blast, and Peter. And rich flow, vital to claim and keep it hip, yo. Fiscal, try to maintain and keep a fistful. Crystal, live is the brain, the deepest spit show. This show, highlight the game and see the rich flow. And rich flow, vital to claim and keep it hip, yo. Fiscal, try to maintain and keep a fistful. Crystal, live is the brain, the deepest spit show. This show, highlight the game and see the rich flow. And rich flow.
My fellow yogians, namaste. Welcome out to Hip Hop Yoga 101. I'm your teacher, Downward Doggy, just the facts. Let's listen to what I'm saying.
Let's get started.
Yo, take a deep breath.
Inhale.
Expand your chest.
Exhale.
Relax your neck and release your stress. I said take a deep breath.
Inhale.
Expand your chest. Relax your neck and release your stress. The scene is serene. The grass is so green. Clouds evaporate. You feel the heat of sunbeams. Hear the birds chirp and the rumbling stream. The mist from the waterfall that washes you clean. Yoga routine. Patiently practicing posture. Replenishing your chi and reciting your mantra. Resilience, brilliance, balance and bliss. The eagle swoops past you to capture a fish. Nature is speaking. Listen to her wisdom. Inhale her oxygen. Let go of your problems. Be aware of the soil, the water, the air, the molecules and atoms that everyone shares. You're made of the same material as the sun, moon and stars. Allow self-actualization and know who you are. Know your past, plan your future and live in your present. Walk your path proudly and witness your essence. And take a deep breath, expand your chest, relax your neck and release your stress. I said take a deep breath, expand your chest, relax your neck and release your stress. Rise above your circumstances, let go.